Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you with it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. You know what to do. The whole world's watching and counting on you. And all you people listening out there, everybody, everywhere.
Hang on, hang on, hang on!
Welcome to Checkered Past, a loving postmodern examination of the Go-Go Check branded comic magazines published by DC Comics between February 1966 and August 1967. I'm Dr. Bob, and each week I'll be your guide on this trippy tour through 535 mid-century masterpieces of graphic noveldom.
This week, Brave and the Bold number 69, cover date December 1966, cover price 12 cents. Cover artists Carmine Infantino and Joe Giella, edited by George Kashtan, featuring War of the Cosmic Avenger, written by Bob Haney, art by J. Winslow Mortimer. Are you ready? Are you with it? Then away we go, go.
Walk, talk, fly, high, sky, blue, me and you. What a groovy day for singing. La, da, la, da, da. Touch, such, words, heard, birds, bees, you and me. Don't care.
Batman appears on the streets of Gotham City, immobilized by an iron bat attached to his back. Police are unable to remove the iron bat, so Green Lantern is summoned and uses his power ring to free Batman. As Green Lantern leaves town, he sees Batman flying in his whirly bat and realizes that the person he freed was an imposter. Confused? Don't worry, I'll be right back with Dr. Husband to explain everything. Batman's trapped in an iron bat, and I don't feel so good myself.
Oh my gosh, I felt like I've been in an iron bat for about a week.
I feel like I went into a different time plane.
Time plane?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more.
I don't know anymore. I don't know what that is. But it's something that happens in the issue that we're about to read.
Mm-hmm.
Brave and the Bold number 69. This is definitely, I think, an instance where someone drew the cover and then another person was assigned to write a story based on the cover.
You think?
I do.
Yeah. Why?
Because the cover features Batman in this medieval torture device, which appears in the issue, but then is quickly done away with, and then the actual story begins.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It is weird.
I know. But that's how they did things. They sometimes would just draw the cover and then, here you go, here's the cover. Write a story about it.
Write a story about it. What's going to happen to the story? Well, Batman and Green Lantern are going to get together and fight some crime.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, but this is a Bob Haney story, so it's not going to make that much sense.
No.
How's your day been?
Okay. Lots of pressure to get projects finished before we go on vacation.
Which is a week from tomorrow.
Yes. Lots of pressure. That's an understatement. Lots of things coming together. So I don't need to go into details, but
no.
I don't like to talk about details about work.
No.
But just, yeah, there's lots of pressure to get some things taken care of so that I cannot so that I will not be bothered while I'm on vacation.
Correct.
Yes.
We could practically write a book about what happened to our niece.
What?
Well, she's a roadie, don't you know, for a big time band that was touring in Europe.
Uh-huh.
She just finished up and her mother went over, my sister. Went over to meet her in Paris, didn't she?
Uh-huh.
After 5 days in Barcelona with her girlfriends.
Oh, the pictures looked fantastic.
I'm so jealous.
Me too.
I'd go back to Barcelona anytime.
Anytime.
Anywhere in Spain, honestly.
Yeah, I love Spain.
It's best food. Pretty. Yep. Nice people.
Nice people. I speak the language, kind of.
Well, yeah. There's that.
Yeah.
I speak certain phrases.
Yeah. Yeah.
Donde although when I'm with you. Baño?
Although when I'm with you, you make me ask the questions.
Why wouldn't I? Yeah. Since you're fluent in everything.
I'm not fluent. It's serviceable.
Yeah. Whatever you think. On the cover, which someone drew and then wrote a story around, there's a giant hulking creature who looks like he's made of
clay,
mm-hmm. firing balls of goo at Green Lantern.
They're Nerf balls.
I think they might be brains.
Brains.
While Batman's trapped in an iron bat, it's a kind of a medieval torture device, is what it is. It's
uh-huh.
shaped like a. It doesn't even really look like a bat to me. It looks like a demon head.
It looks like a demon head. It doesn't look like a bat. You're right.
It doesn't
right.
look comfortable, I can tell you that.
No, poor Batman.
And that's the story. Let's write a story about it.
Yeah. I mean, literally, the cover says, Brave and the Bold presents Batman and Green Lantern. Batman's trapped in an iron bat. You're on your own, GL.
Of course, Batman and Green Lantern teamed up in Brave and the Bold number 59.
Okay.
10 issues ago. Also fought the same villain that they're about to fight in this issue.
Okay.
Time Commander, spoiler alert. And it was so popular that beginning with issue 75, I should say issue 59, 10 issues again, that was the first issue where Batman appeared at all.
Okay.
But beginning in issue 75, mm-hmm. it would be just Batman team-ups from then on until it ended its run at issue 200.
Just Batman and Green Lantern or Batman and other
characters? Batman and other characters.
Okay. Cool.
There was no way out, Rob. We just had to team up Batman and Green Lantern again because out of the past crashes the fantastic foe they faced together before, the man of the moment, hour, and eternity, none other than the Time Commander, who, from the very start, creates a titanic ally whose terrifying attack launches the world-shaking
War of the Cosmic Avenger.
Point of order. He does not create a titanic ally from the very start.
No.
It's like 10 pages in.
No. And he's not really an ally.
Who? Oh, yeah, no.
Uh-uh.
The citizens of Gotham City mm-hmm. have seen some strange sights, but nothing to equal the shocking, mind-bending vision their eyes behold now.
It's him! But what's happened to him?
Good heavens, what is it?
Oh, it's too awful.
What has shaken the solid citizens to their shoelaces? Look for yourself.
Help. It's help me.
Batman, lumbering down the street, attached to a weird metallic bat figurine. It's wrapped around his solar plexus, his legs.
His arms.
And his arms. Mm-hmm. His arms are held immobile. I don't know how he's walking.
I don't either. It's like some sort of a cross.
Kind of. I mean, I guess from the knees below, he's free to move, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, Batman begs the citizens to call Commissioner Gordon.
So someone picks up a crime phone and calls Commissioner Gordon right away.
We should mention that there are crime phones all over Gotham City because there's so much crime there.
Yes.
A gentleman calls the commissioner right away, and here comes the commissioner in the police emergency bus. I guess. Well, what's behind them? Is that actually the door to the police? Or is that the phone booth? I don't. It's very unclear.
It's very unclear. Artwork. Reply hazy. Try again later.
Commissioner Gordon calls the emergency squad, who handles everything from delivering babies to opening vaults that forgetful bankers neglect to set on time lock. Can we also just say there's so many words?
You.
This is like.
Thank you. I was just when I have had to read. Oh my gosh! When I had to read this, because some of these I enjoy reading, okay. And you know I love a good Green Lantern comic.
Oh yes, you do.
But I would look at this. I'd turn a page and see just nothing but white balloons with black marks in them, and just go, "Good God!"
This is like a Kathy Gieswhite Sunday strip where she's yes. trying on bathing suits for 12
You're
panels.
Absolutely right.
I know.
Mm.
Younger listeners, Kathy was a long-running newspaper comic strip about the trials and tribulations of a young single career gal
mm-hmm.
and her puppy and her boyfriend Irving. I think they got married.
Did they finally?
I think so. But
how did she ever find a dress?
I don't know. She had a domineering mother, I could tell you that. She was always having to try on dresses and bathing suits and saying, ack.
Ack.
So the emergency squad is there to lend a hand, but they've got the jaws of life. They got welding torches. Nothing's happening.
Cutting through it. Apparently, it's an incredibly strong metal alloy.
Now, how did Batman get into this situation, you ask? Believe it or not, Commissioner, he got spring fever. Took a ride. Noted millionaire Bruce Wayne decided to wear his crime-fighting costume to take a ride in the country in the Batmobile. He saw an old tree by a stream and fell asleep under it in costume.
In costume.
Yeah. He could have had Alfred drive him out to the country as Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
He lives on a multi-acre estate.
He could have just walked
out the back door,
mm-hmm.
taken a nap. No.
Nope. He got took the Batmobile. Well, the Batmobile is a convertible.
That's true.
Mm.
I find it hard to believe that he doesn't have...
Is it a convertible?
Well, it's got an open top.
Yeah.
At least on the TV show,
which must be popular at this time. It must have a hard top that he can pop on and off.
Well, now, do we see the Batmobile in this issue?
Nope. We see the Batcopter, which is...
The Whirly Bat.
The Whirly Bat. It's a little toy.
It's a Whirly Bat. It folds up in the trunk of the Batmobile. That's why it looks dinkity.
It's crazy.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you like to have that helicopter in the back of your trunk?
No.
What? What if there's bad traffic and you've got an important business meeting to attend? What,
an important academic meeting that I have to pull my car over and pull the Whirly Bat out of the trunk and take it to the school?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Haul into the parking lot of the sheets, get your Whirly Bat out, gas it up, and fly the block to the university. Done.
I can't imagine why I'd want to use a Whirly Bat.
Listen, that four-way stop, have you gone through there at 5 p.m.?
You
don't move for minutes.
Minutes. You feel yourself age. So where are we?
Well, Batman's got spring fever and he fell asleep under a tree.
Yes.
When he woke up, this iron thing was attached to him.
Do you not love that they throw him on the back of the bed of the truck?
Yes.
Sorry, you and I both keep on hiccuping because I'm drinking a soda. And we are drinking. I'm trying to drink this soda quickly so I can move on to my cocktail.
Right. The emergency squad is unable to free Batman, so they toss him up onto the top of the
look at the police truck. I don't know, the police truck, yeah. In his bat cross thing.
Yeah, he looks like he's being crucified.
Yeah.
They take him to the police laboratory, where they discover that it's some metal or alloy that has never been seen before. Incredibly hard, resists all the usual acids and tests.
Lasers and whatnot.
But can you free Batman? That's the question.
Perhaps it might take weeks, Batman.
Weeks?
Weeks. How's he going to go to the bathroom? Well, I guess he could go to the bathroom if he can get up and walk around in it.
Well, his front piece is free. I mean, someone would have to assist him by removing the belt and drawers.
And his mask would have to be taken off.
No, why?
Well, he can't stay in a mask forever.
Sure, he's Batman. Sure he can.
Okay.
But you are correct in that he, with assistance, he could easily go number one, but I don't know about number two because that iron thing extends down the back.
No. Well, someone would have to pull his shorts down.
For sure.
Yeah.
And wipe him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What a mess.
I'll say.
They better get this off him right away.
Weeks. In the meantime, the underworld could run riot through Gotham. Only one man I could turn to now. Well, I can think of a handful, but Green Lantern is first in mind.
Okay.
Send out a special alert for him, Commissioner. Tell him to meet me in the city park at dawn. Why not right now? Green Lantern can fly at light speed.
Well, it took him that long to walk there.
Why don't you call the Justice League headquarters in Happy Harbor.
Happy Harbor, is that where it's located?
Now, currently, yes. Soon they will move to their satellite.
But. Kittens at my feet.
So instead of getting a ride back to somewhere on the police truck, Batman decides to walk from police headquarters, I guess, to Wayne. Oh, no, it's going to the city park.
Yeah, and he says, I hope I don't meet any crooks. I'm a pushover with this thing on my back.
At dawn, Flying by means of his sacred unique power ring, a familiar figure hurtles across Gotham's skyline.
Green Lantern, my favorite.
Batman said it was urgent. Situation desperate. Guess he didn't have time to use Justice League's secret channels.
He had plenty of time. He had all night. Why are you staring at me like that?
That is not Green Lantern's
voice. It is. Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Because, yes, it is.
That man said it was urgent.
He's a test pilot in the 60s. He's cool. My name's Hal Jordan. I'm a test pilot.
Is that how he talks?
Yes. You know that.
He has more confidence with his voice.
Batman said it was urgent. No, because he's a swinger.
Oh, now he's a swinger.
You know, not a literal swinger, but he's a hip swinger. Cool.
Yeah, but he'd be like,
Batman said it was urgent. Situation desperate.
Oh, my God.
Guess he didn't have time to use the Justice League secret channels.
I hate that.
After the Masked Manhunter recounts his strange fate to Green Lantern.
And that's a whole story. I'll be Batman.
Okay.
That's the whole story.
That's
only
not
you
how
with
talks.
A power ring can free me quickly before this thing exhausts me.
Of course, Batman. Whew. This is the weirdest trap you've ever had sprung on you. I wonder who's behind it.
Stop making him talk like that. He's
easy, old friend. Here goes. Beam on.
Shut up. I'm gonna scream.
Beam on. He doesn't have to say that.
No,
he's not Johnny
doesn't.
Storm.
So skillfully, precisely, Green Lantern wills his power ring to cut into the strange metallic figurine.
Gotta be careful not to touch you, Batman. The beam I'm using is more powerful than a laser.
Stop it!
There, you're free. Free as a bird. Ha ha!
Just great, GL. Nothing like that old power ring. Too bad there's only one in the universe. I'd sure like the duplicate myself.
Yes?
I have my hand raised.
Yes.
Point of order.
Yes.
There's not only one in the universe. In fact, there's 3,600 in
yes,
the universe.
But does Batman know that? Apparently not.
Unless he just Batman's lied. The greatest detective in the universe, and he knows every single thing about every Justice Leaguer. So, yes, he's well aware. There's already been other Green Lanterns on Earth, I believe. At least Sinestro.
Well, in this universe where Green Lantern sounds like Jughead from Archie's comics.
That's not what Jughead sounds like. I couldn't tell you what Jughead sounds like, but I know it's not that. Because Jughead was not cool.
And neither is that voice.
Maybe Reggie. Maybe you're thinking of Reggie.
Oh my God.
Well, if you don't need me anymore, Batman, I'd better be off.
You're killing me.
Minutes later, as Green Lantern speeds homeward. Well, now I see why you're complaining about the whirly bat, because this is the old-timey whirly bat.
It looks like a wheelchair with a propeller.
Yes. They
like one of those stair lifts that you sit in, you know, when you're elderly.
It gets redesigned in the 70s, so it looks like a... like a bumper car, sort of, with a helicopter.
Okay, so, but minutes later, as Green Lantern speeds homeward.
Hey, it's Batman and his whirly bat. That was fast.
Green Lantern, what are you doing around Gotham?
You mean you never don't know nothing of that weird bat figurine I just cut off you? You must be kidding.
No jokes, GL. I've been away since yesterday investigating a strange phone tip. I got about a strange phone tip I got. A bank heist upstate.
Green Lantern's confused because he just freed Batman from that thing.
Yeah, and Batman's in his chairlift. His senior chairlift with a whirly gig on it.
Whirly bat.
Whirly gig on top. Does it bother you that I call it a whirly gig?
Is his name Gigman? No, it's Batman. It's
well,
a whirly bat.
It bothers me that Green Lantern has a voice like a teenage hoodlum.
It's not. It's at least 22 or 23 years old. A hipster.
So he said, but it was. He says Green Lantern says, but it was you I freed from that thing.
Or someone impersonating me. That phone tip proved to be a phony. Someone must have wanted me out of town so he could take my place for a while.
But who would deliberately trap himself with that fantastic bat gimmick, which only my power ring could cut loose?
That's it. Ooh, the power ring. Somebody wanted it used maybe to absorb powers. Who does that bring to mind, Gio?
Of course, John Starr, the Time Commander.
Exactly. He tricked us once before, posing as me, to obtain energy from your power ring, and I've got a terrible hunch he's done it again.
But if the Time Commander is behind all this, how could he escape from prison? Where is he now? And why does he want to bring the power ring's energy?
Oh, Batman's gonna flip when he gets an answer to that one. For at this moment, in a secret lab across town, hidden behind a billboard for Dante's clocks. That must mean something, but I don't have time to look it up.
Who is this timekeeper?
Time Commander.
Time Commander.
Who used the oldest bit of psychology in the world. He relied on the certainty of Batman and Green Lantern that no one would ever use the same trick twice on them. It disarmed all their suspicions. The Bat figurine, so bizarre, so shocking, kept Green Lantern and the police from thinking clearly. They never dreamed that the man in the famed Bat costume was really me, the Time Commander. My main purpose, of course, was to trap the unique and potent energy of Green Lantern's power ring with the molecules of the figurine. Now that its metallic pores are open, I can use that energy for the grandest scheme of my career, the coming of Cosmo.
God, here we go.
Before Batman and Green Lantern sent me to prison, I had achieved time control to the extent of bringing to the present pieces of the past or future, but I was unable to separate a single object from its time spot and deposit it here in the now. But I believe I have licked that problem. In prison, they denied me scientific equipment, the fools. A great scientist needs only pencil and paper to perfect his theoretical research now to make those theories work in practice. The speed of light is the universal constant. At that speed, time itself stands still. Anything that existed in the past gave off light rays of its own special frequency. Those light rays are still traveling outwards in the expanding universe. Thus, in theory, by trapping those rays, returning them to the Earth, the object could be reconstituted here in the present. By celestial triangulation, I have located the approximate time plane zone of the light rays from Cosmo, the humanoid created 10 years ago by the late great genius Dr. Elijah Carruthers. Those rays have had 10 long years to travel. 10, quote, light years, unquote. Nothing could ever catch them. Nothing except the unique energy of Green Lantern's power ring accelerated by my apparatus.
So the apparatus takes Green Lantern's power ring.
Yes.
And accelerates the energy faster than light.
Yes.
To catch up with something that has been traveling 10 years.
Yes. Now you've got it. Dr. Carruthers destroyed Cosmo just after he created him, said he was imperfect. I, his assistant, knew better, as all assistants do. Carruthers is gone, but Cosmo shall return and do my bidding, and what a perfect test of my new time-space condenser system. My beam, fueled by Green Lantern's unique power, has moved faster than the speed of light, and now, back along it should be coming the light of rays from Cosmo's original manifestation. Yes? Something's forming on the target circle. Cosmo has arrived! He lives again in his mind to command! Ha 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 ha!
End of part one.
That was a lot of science crammed into 3 pages full of...
Kudos to you for reading all that.
Well, I practiced all day. As I told you, I was trapped in another time plane most of the day.
I could not do that. I would have made mistakes for sure.
Well, I'm surprised I didn't. Because half my cocktail was gone.
True. I can vouch to that. Part two?
Well, no? I just had to back up for one thing.
Okay.
He said he used pencil and paper in prison to perfect his calculations.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Mr. Marriott, my 7th grade math teacher, would say?
Something about an eraser.
Use your head, not your lead.
Mr. Marriott.
I've told the story about him before. Yes. I don't need to repeat it.
No.
Yes. Listener, Cosmo lives again. But to what end?
You've witnessed his colossal rebirth. And though you cannot rejoice with the twisted genius of the Time Commander, you can marvel and recoil in awe with him at what he has wrought.
Yes, I've done it. Carruthers himself would be impressed. I've surpassed the master. I've surpassed even myself. Cosmo, do you hear me? Do you understand me, the Time Commander?
Yes, I hear you, Pygmy. But it is the last thing I shall ever hear from you. for I have ordained that this shall be your end, here and now.
What? He's after me? Get back! Stay away!
You have no right to live. None of your kind has any right to live.
I hadn't foreseen that you might turn on me, that you were nothing but a destructive hulk, unfit for my plans, but I will correct that miscalculation by sending you back into the past.
You had best correct your calculations again. Your puny beam has no effect on Cosmos, since I now possess star power.
Star power?
Yes, the one thing I gained during my flight through time-space. I absorbed the incalculable power of the stars, the very fuel of the universe.
So he's a triple threat, like Barbara Streisand or Liza Minnelli. You got it, baby. You got star power. Emanations from his body, blasting the lab. Fantastic!
Thus do I destroy your foul nest, and thus do I destroy you!
Well, Time Commander throws up a time force field. The only shield
against
that incredible power.
It's shielding that field back like a wall.
Shoving the field back like a wall. I'll be crushed.
Oh, no.
Only one escape. I must use my hourglass to hurl myself into a temporary time plane. That's where I was today. Even though I will be powerless there for a few hours until it wears off.
And as the man who masters time fades from solid flesh, passing into a moment other than the present.
Gone. He has evaded me for now. No matter. I must go and search for him. Him.
When I was in junior high school, I longed for a device that would be attached to an alarm clock so that when you hit snooze, it would shunt you into a different time plane, and then you could sleep as long as you want.
Oh, hell yeah. As teenagers, we always wanted that, so you could sleep 12 hours and get up and...
Well, you're growing boys. They need their sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, in the heart of Gotham City, it is an open... Well, is it open top or is it a dome top? On the Batmobile.
Well, you know, I don't know. This is... Well, look, there's a dome, because you see...
Yeah.
It's a dome.
Okay.
Dome top.
But I guess that does pop off, so it can be convertible.
Yeah.
Not a sign or clue to the Time Commander's whereabouts, Batman. We're not even sure where he was, the phony Batman who tricked me.
I'll bet my utility belt he's behind it, though. The whole scheme, his modus operandi, betrays him. This is Batman now.
Of course.
But what's he really up to with your stolen energy?
By the way, remind me to show you the alternate covers coming out for... alternate swimsuit covers coming out in a couple of months. Batman's is chef's kiss.
Okay.
As the Batmobile careens around a corner, they find a giant humanoid being wrecking the Gotham Research Labs with incredible emanations from his body. Not those kind of emanations. Actual power beams or something.
Batman says, "Where in the world did he come from? Could he have some connection with the Time Commander?"
No time for reflection, Batman. Gotta try and stop him with a power ring blast.
Now from the Emerald... Now from the Emerald Gladiator's famed energy ring, shackles of immeasurable strength hurtle toward the towering being from time-space.
Nice toss, GL. That would win top horseshoe pitching at any country fair.
Who would shackle Cosmo, another of those who do not deserve the gift of life? Thus do I break them.
Power! Sheer stupefying power is what Baby has, GL. I've never seen anything like it.
Nor have I, Batman. Either he possesses some energy beyond our knowledge, or he possesses the power ring's properties, too.
Oh, you hit it, GL. I'll bet he has your power, which the Time Commander stole. He must have used it to bring this thing to life.
One way to find out, I'll try another whammy on him. Wham! Fam! Alakazam! That's literally what's written here. Wham and fam.
Yeah.
Green Lantern bounces a power ring blast off the building, which is already being destroyed. And it bounces right off of him.
Oh my god. Then what happens on the next page? He throws out pink puffballs.
Yes, I have your power, man, in green, but Cosmo also possesses star power.
Heavens to Murgatroyd, miniature stellar novae coming right at us.
Miniature stellar novae.
They look like Puffles.
Cotton balls.
Cotton balls.
Got to create a safety cone or we're candidates for the obit column in the Daily Blat.
Oh, neat, GL. And I might add just in... What the fuck am I trying to say? Neat, GL. And I might add just in the nick. What the fuck is that?
Just in the nick.
Oh, just he's doing it just in the nick of time.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Oh, no. He's grabbed the cone like a hungry kid at a custard stand.
Now he's tossing us out the ballpark. Do something, friend.
How about some Power Ring retro rockets? We'll do the space capsule and astronaut bit.
Okay. And all systems go. Now, let's get back to that big buster before he finds the Gotham City completely.
Now they find Cosmo digging in the debris of the building that he just destroyed. Why? Batman runs to the Batmobile, makes a call on his bat phone to
Hello?
He wants to be connected with the Gotham City Records Office. Top priority, Bat Circuit.
Give me the Bat Circuit right away.
Soon.
Give me the City Rock Records Office right away.
Now, we're only hearing one side of this conversation, right. But it seems the premises were once occupied by Dr. Elijah Carruthers.
Carruthers, the famous scientist who died some years ago? Check. And I've got a hunch Carruthers had something to do with this Cosmo character. That's why Cosmo is searching for him, even though Carruthers is dead.
Well, hold it, because Green Lantern senses someone listening. Someone in another plane of time-space.
The Time Commander!
Yes.
So he's mixed up with them.
The Green Lantern dissolves the barriers with his powering beam and... Yes, greetings, old foes. Yes, you have caught me eavesdropping, and Cosmo is indeed the creation of the late Dr. Carruthers, but I made the mistake of bringing him back from limbo. Here we go, more science. As you see, he's an uncontrollable menace, not the useful servant I had hoped for. But while I am safe in my time plane, the world must deal with Cosmo. So I'm having a fit revenge for the years I spent in prison while you two heroes risk your lives trying to stop him. Farewell, Caped Crusader and Emerald Gladiator. Years? It's only been 10 issues. 1 year.
1 year.
He's going still into another time plane.
Right, and as the Master of Time vanishes...
Cosmo vanishes too.
To fight another Mexican standoff with him? No, we need to change the odds somehow.
Look at this. From the old file, Carruthers' diary.
God, poor Batman. We've turned him into such a pansy.
He once used this place as a lab. The diary's probably been stored here since his death.
This diary seems to prove Carruthers isn't dead, GL.
How?
Come on.
What? How?
We've got to find him.
How does it prove he isn't dead?
Just trust me. Bat tuition.
In ever-widening circles, the Knight of the Power Ring searches Gotham City and its surrounding area. There's no sign of Cosmo. Wait! That government radar set up below, stalking toward it. It's Cosmo. Cosmo. He's ringing that radar station. But why? Why did he come all the way out here?
I think I've got the answer, GL. But right now, we need an answer to those emanations.
Yes, there's strange emanations coming from Cosmo towards the radar setup. All Green Lantern can do is set up a defensive shield. If he goes on the offensive... Cosmo will just use the beam as a path to hurl his own fantastic energy back at Batman and GL.
Oh, this is terrible, isn't it?
I'll say.
Now we're in part three. Batman and Green Lantern have, again, confronted Cosmo, the humanoid recalled from limbo of the past by the infamous Time Commander. And now, while the Emerald Knight protects the object of the cosmic giant's latest wrath from destruction...
What we need, Batman, is offense...
Right?
Yeah.
I may sound like I flipped my cowl, GL, but I think I can provide that offense.
Here come those fiery fastballs again, but at least that takes the heat off the radar station.
Deftly, Batman zigzags through the blazing starbursts of energy.
You are brave, but foolish. I cannot miss you forever.
Oh, I gotta give Batman a real voice. I know that, friend, but I don't intend to stay on this bullseye much longer.
A puny explosive device against Cosmo.
Batman throws a little explosive device at him.
What's that coming from it? Smoke?
Ah, with an instance, Batman's smoked pineapple is emitting billows of black... What?
black acrid particles. A white pineapple, I guess, because it was looked like a grenade. That's not what it's. That's not supported by the artwork.
Nice idea, Batman. Who'd have thought of plain old smoke?
We heroes without superpowers have to improvise, GL. Our cosmic chum socked in like London in a fall fog, but he can still hear me.
Booming through the smoke amplified by Bullhorn comes Batman's voice.
Hear me, Cosmo. Now you are seeking Carruthers to wreak vengeance on him for destroying you long ago.
Yes, that's what he's doing. Seeking Carruthers. He's still with us?
Yep.
You were yawning earlier.
I was, wasn't I?
Yes.
So he says, yes, that is my purpose. Oh, wait, sorry. Yes, that's my purpose. Carruthers built this place, but I see he is no longer here.
Even if Carruthers lives, his whereabouts are unknown. And now would how would vengeance help you now?
Do not confuse me. Like all humans, you are a trickster. Cosmo can never trust humans.
Suddenly, the recreated being lurches out of the thinning smoke patch and heads inland.
I will find Carruthers and destroy him.
So while Green Lantern tracks their relentless foe, Batman pilots the Whirly Bat in another direction because the diary told him that Carruthers might be alive following a breakdown from overwork and the world only assumed he was dead. He was always a mysterious figure.
Right, so shortly, at a secluded spot in the country...
Sorry. What? Pinewood Sanatorium. And Pinewood there's Sanatorium. Old Mr. Carruthers with his doctor being pushed around the yard.
Why does Batman take out his lasso? Why doesn't he just walk up to him? Why does he have to lasso him in his wheelchair?
I don't know.
Does that make sense, does it?
No.
What's he going to do? Wheel himself away?
Well, apparently the doctor's trying to keep it a secret because Batman says, I just, one moment, I know that man is Dr. Elijah Carruthers. And the doctor says, you win, Batman. Batman lassoing a wheelchair containing an invalid? What gives?
That's all I know, Batman. Carruthers came here years ago, a victim of overwork and guilt about some buttoned-up scientific project. Oh, botched-up scientific project. I've kept his identity secret to save him from harmful curiosity.
The nursing home name in his diary gave me the hunch he was here. Now everything fits together. He alone can stop Cosmo, but he's lost his mind.
Meantime, the humanoid continues searching for the scientist, with only the valiant Green Lantern interposing his equal power between the cosmic colossus and the helpless countryside.
So, I guess Cosmo's just attacking every lab in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Why, Green Lantern asked, Carruthers is not there. But he was a scientist, he may be working anywhere, so I'm going to destroy every lab.
While constantly observing from another time plane, Cosmo's wrath is still unsatisfied. I must bide my time, even though I cannot command now. Perhaps his anger will be useful to me.
That's time, Commander, speaking. Mm-hmm. Now, here comes an actual helicopter with Batman and Dr. Carruthers. Cosmo sees them flying in. Green Lantern is astonished that he found Carruthers, but why did he bring him here?
Why, indeed?
Well, let's hear it from Dr. Carruthers himself. Hear me, Cosmo. True, I destroyed you from the honest belief that you are imperfect, a menace to yourself and others. You must forgive me and forget these thoughts of vengeance, I beg you.
No, I will destroy you, thug.
He fires the helicopter and it crashes to the ground.
Oh, this is a helicopter, not a whirlybird.
No,
this is a real helicopter.
Helicopter.
Yeah. Look at that brow. Look at that brow on Cosmo.
Stop, Cosmo. I have here the same molecular reagent with which I destroyed you before. I will use it again.
Yes, you would, for you are evil like all humans.
But as the scientist threatens his humanoid creation with a second destruction, here comes Time Commander popping into our time plane.
I'll take that, please.
And steals the reagent.
Oh my god, what's going to happen next?
Now, the control of Cosmo is mine at last. Obey me, humanoid, or die once more.
No, never will I be a human's pawn again.
Very well. If I must destroy you, I can always bring you back again. There, smash, pew. But nothing's happened. It was a trick. Fools, I can escape and leave you to Cosmo's wrath, but I shall take the old man as my hostage.
The Time Commander is going to...
abduct Carruthers into another plane. Stop him, Batman.
That's why doesn't Batman stop him?
Well, instead, Carruthers turns around and gives him
Dr. Carruthers enters the jet with a crack and a thud, and down you go. I tried to make it rhyme, but I couldn't think of a rhyme for thud.
GL's watching this from the sky.
Wait, I got it. I'm going to erase that part and edit this back in. No, I'm not.
Who am
I
kidding? Aren't.
With a crack and a thud, and your name is Mud.
It's me, Carruthers.
By the Eternal Guardians, frail old Carruthers belted out the Time Commander before he could abduct him.
Well, you're in for some fresh surprises, GL, because...
Cosmo is after Carruthers and Batman. I've got to give him power ring protection.
But as Green Lantern once more projects the potent energy of the famed circlet.
He likes this cone, this issue. He puts a cone over Cosmo.
Over everything. Puts a cone over him.
It can't hurt Cosmo, but at least it keeps him off Carruthers and Batman. What? Here comes an ambulance with another Dr. Carruthers.
Hold that beam right there, Green Lantern!
And as Cosmo hesitates at the sight of two men who appear to be his hated creator... New Dr. Carruthers smashed a flask of liquid. It's dying my power beam red. It must have tremendous power to do that.
And inside the cone you hear, It is done.
Cosmo has been destroyed.
Right.
And now comes the biggest shock of all.
Well, old Professor Carruthers takes off his head, his mask, and it's Batman.
The first Carruthers, and it's Batman.
Right.
In disguise.
Now, how come his ears weren't showing up under that?
It's best not to focus on that.
I guess they kind of fold in when you put a mask over your mask.
And the one who is dressed as Batman is Dr. Logan from the nursing home, where I found the real Dr. Carruthers here suffering from amnesia. Luckily, Batman's coming to the home and lassoing him in his wheelchair shocked him back to reality after all these years.
When you left disguised as me, I knew you would fail. Only I knew the real reagent that would send Cosmo back into limbo was in a flask hidden in my room.
Thank the stars you got here in time to use it.
I disguised myself as you, hoping to persuade Cosmo to give up his ideas of revenge. The reagent I threw was a bluff, just plain water. I guess my masquerade didn't work.
But your disguise did pay off, Batman. When the Time Commander tried to abduct an old frail man, he was really tangled with the Caped Crusader Pow Zonk Pow!
Yes, I guess the bands have run out for our old foe.
Sans.
I'm sorry, my... bands, sans.
You need new spectacles.
Actually, I do.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I'm going to wait till after we get back from vacation.
But why did you send Cosmo back into limbo, Dr. Carruthers?
We sent him back, Green Lantern, without your power beam. Oh, actually, that should be like this. We sent him back, Green Lantern. Without your power beam zeroing him in, my reagent wouldn't have had a chance to work. I first destroyed him because he was imperfect. Now he has died again. Because the bitterness he felt about that first death made him into a vengeful menace. The time has not come for humanoids such as Cosmo, but someday it will come.
And, brave and bold, time will come again too. Real soon, with fabulous DC team-ups in the very next issue. Miss it never, read it ever.
Miss it never? Read it ever. That's kind of silly.
That was, yeah.
Yeah.
Good God.
What?
Well, there's a whole text page of famous supervillains.
Ugh.
It's talking about Beowulf and Antaeus.
Perseus, Hercules.
The Invisible Man.
Mm.
I don't have time to read that.
No.
Time Commander has this power to pluck people out of time and bring them to the present. He should open some kind of business where he plucks dead people from the past to bring them to the present.
Well, sure. Wouldn't you want...
That would make a great story for a 90s issue of Animal Man. Oh, wait. It was.
Oh.
Time Commander returns a couple more times, but he's never been a major player.
And he's always a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what are you looking forward to next week? Wait, we have a new feature. What are you reading these days?
I'm reading our tour book of Scotland.
Oh.
that's what I'm reading in my spare time, yeah. And adding to our travel document of places I want to see.
Okay.
I want to try ox cheeks in Scotland.
Is that a town?
I found it on the menu. I was like, and then your sister had ox cheeks in one of her places in Barcelona.
Oh, I think she had pork cheeks.
Was it pork cheeks?
I think so.
Okay.
Well, I've been reading Legion 89, which I never read in the past.
Oh.
So.
Oh, okay.
It's, 2009, like 25 years old.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just as fresh as if it was written yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you next week.
God willing, we'll be here.
We are getting close to our 250th episode.
Are you kidding? What are we going to do? Are we going to do a dramatic reading?
We might.
Yes.
It won't be till after we get back from vacation. But
indeed.
I might have one or two other surprises up my sleeve before that day arrives.
Oh, isn't your voice tired from all that dramatic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, talking like Green Lantern really tired.
It's not how he talks.
You can find us on social media at GoGoCheckPod. You can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. And you can find us right back here next week for episode 248. Bye. Bye.